Hello, everyone, and welcome. What?
I said run it.
Oh, okay. You always say things in the middle of it.
I'm sorry. Go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I am your head slate, Daniel, and our other head slater, Carson.
Ugh. I don't like that. Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're talking about a movie that I love. Daniel's first time watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's the classic John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yep.
So I guess, should we give trigger warnings before when we go into
this? Yes.
I don't know if we're going to start talking about these triggers now, but this movie does have some, let's just call it special content. I don't think it's pretty grotesque, and there's some stuff with dogs. So if you don't want to hear about that, maybe skip this episode. We're probably not going to go into crazy detail or anything. But
no.
You never know what we're gonna say, but we're not gonna talk about, you know, how the dogs die and then transform and eat people and
how there's
blood.
I spaced out for a second and I come back and you're saying
trigger warnings, y'all. All right, yeah. You wanna read the log line?
Okay. A research team in Antarctica is hunted by a shape-shifting alien that assumes the appearance of its victims. Kind of sounds like it.
Kind of, huh?
Yeah.
This is like it for grown men.
For Kurt Russell lovers.
Stuck in the Arctic. Yeah, Kurt Russell's a man, dude. He's so cool. Like, put Kurt Russell in any movie and I'm like, oh, Kurt Russell? Like, it doesn't even matter what movie it is. I'm just like, oh, Kurt Russell's in this? So we're talking about The Thing, directed by John Carpenter. That name may sound familiar to you because he created Halloween with Michael Myers, the first one, and plenty of other films that are worth seeing as well. He's known by a lot of people as being one of the masters of horror, for sure.
Yeah.
So we've read the log line, but the basic idea is there's these group of guys, mostly scientists and doctors and some kind of rougher guys, are just chilling at their Antarctic base when you see, like, this helicopter shooting at a dog, and you're like, what's the deal with this?
I know, it's so sad.
They're trying to kill this dog, and you're like, that's crazy. And basically, those guys end up dying because they're like, why are they assaulting this dog and shooting at us? So they shoot them and kill them. And, well, technically, the one guy blows himself up on accident. But you go to find out this dog is an alien from another planet, and he can shapeshift by basically taking your form, killing you and taking your form and pretending to be you.
Yep.
And even the DNA is tricked depending on how much time has gone by. So I think that's probably enough to share, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it basically comes down to, like, who can you trust?
Yeah.
Who's an alien? Who's not? And that's pretty much the gist of it, I would say.
I think this movie does really well. So I did like it. I wouldn't.
Okay.
I didn't put it super high up there with, like, you know, my favorite.
But you appreciated it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think it was really good. Even though there's cheesy moments, it's an 80s movie, whatever. But I'm not going to fault it for being old. But
yeah, Daniel automatically takes 7 stars off any old movie.
It's true. I do.
If it's before 2012.
I mean, I would probably give it about a 7.5 out of 10, which is pretty high.
I'd give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Which is the highest I'd give anything, so.
Yeah. This movie is old, but
yeah,
I still really enjoyed it for what
it
was.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. I'm really proud of you.
I didn't watch it on the big screen, I'll have to tell you.
What did you watch it on? Don't tell me it was on your
No, it was on
okay,
my iPad.
iPad's better than a phone.
Okay,
but
I have a wife who does not love scary movies, so I can't really just
She would
openly
like this one.
No, what in the world? No, she would not. So
I
can't really just
like
openly
it.
Watch movies like this on the screen. So,
it's kind of gross, yeah. Have you guys heard of the website called Does the Dog Die?
I have.
You should actually start using it if you're going to watch any movie, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I told Alyssa, I was like, hey, you should look up Does the Dog Die for The Thing. And she looked it up and she was like, why are you watching that? That sounds. Because she wanted to originally watch this because we watched the original Thing from Another World. It's an old black and white film that this is based on, and it's very different. Not even really the same. But, yeah. Does the Dog Die? It's a good website. It has a bunch of stuff that could potentially bother you in a movie, not just dogs. But anyways, yeah, at the time, a lot of people didn't love this film, and John Carpenter was actually pretty sad about it. He was like, well, nobody likes my movie. Nobody gets it. And then, yeah, you know, obviously years later, this is considered one of the best horror films of all time. So,
right. Hey,
you know, if you wait, if we wait long enough, this might be the best podcast of all time.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so we've kind of talked about the plot a little bit. I mean, what did you like about it? I know I didn't honestly think you were going to like the movie, so I'm curious what you did like.
I like the snow. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I do too.
No, what I really liked is that this movie is, I think it does really well in all three categories that it's in. I think that it's a really good mystery movie of, like, okay, kind of leading you into, like, oh, wait, who has the shapeshifter? Who's it in right now? And then I think it does. I think it maybe goes a little bit overboard on the horror, kind of like just a,
it's a little bit more gross.
It's like a torture porn a little bit at times, where it's just like so much grotesque things coming out.
For example,
you a can man's tell head it. This is trigger warning.
And turns into a spider head.
Yeah,
and it's crawling around, and they're like, "What the heck?" And they light it on fire. But it's really nasty. It's all practical effects, though. This is all like puppetry and like paper mache, and it looks cool. I mean, it looks obviously
it's ridiculous, very creepy. Even but still, it's creepy. Yeah, even
like,
still,
you know, it's you can tell it's fake, but it looks so creepy still.
Yeah. I will say effective. The only thing in the sci-fi world that I didn't love about it was the very, you know, the opening where it is
the UFO.
Yeah, the UFO that just kind of like, so I think that was kind of cheap.
Yeah, where, like, if the they UFO didn't have is it, a I think model. It
yeah,
but it doesn't look that good. But then the opening credit is really cool, where it like burn the.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was like, cool.
Burns to reveal the logo of the thing. And I remember they did that in a very interesting way. They, like, covered plastic and lit it on fire with the actual word behind it and the lights shining through to do that effect. This is before CGI, so.
Yeah.
Everything they had to actually do, which is crazy. Yeah, so they didn't know what the effects were going to look like, but they also didn't know who was infected. So they had no idea if they were acting with someone that was technically the monster. And so I think that's kind of neat because none of them know anything that's going on. And I know they also kept the studio really cold on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessary, but it's pretty cool that they did that.
Yeah. So anyway, there is more good things in this movie than I think there are bad things. Right? Like, I mean, some of the things are just stuff is outdated. Like the way that the thing sounded when it first screamed sounded like, what is it? Godzilla.
It's a weird noise.
Yeah, it literally sounded like I was watching a Godzilla movie.
Hey, I mean, maybe that's what aliens sound like. You don't know.
I think also it was like it was weird.
That's me at 3 a.m. going to the bathroom.
Also, it's just creepy. It's such a creepy, like, because I think there's no real design for this creature. Like, because it's a shapeshifter,
you don't know
I think
what
they,
he actually looks like or
exactly
it actually looks like.
Because, like, you know, when you have, like, for instance, Pennywise, we all know it's a spider, pretty much.
Yeah.
With, With, I mean, that's the main form that we are shown all the time.
We're not seeing a main form except for
the clown and the spider.
Fleshy. And, well, in this, we don't see a main form. It's just a
Exactly. And it's just, like, so many different limbs and just, like, you're trying to figure out what the actual, like, what it looks like. Because it takes on so many forms, which I think is also adds to the creepiness of it. You're like, oh,
you don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly. Because, I mean, at one point, it's literally a stomach mouth thing that, like,
chews
off his hands.
Yeah, they're trying to resuscitate this guy. And they're doing the what are the defibrillators? And they go to put their hands on the guy's chest, and their hands go through his body, and you're like, that's weird. But then it's a mouth, and it bites his hands off, and
yeah,
it's intense. It's really cool, but very intense.
Yeah, this movie, It was really gross to watch, but I think it has like
a favorite of mine.
It, at one point, it made me feel like I was watching Knives Out, like when they're all trying to figure everything out, and then like they're trying to like there's a mystery
the whodunit of it all.
Exactly, yeah, and it's pretty
much a good comparison.
It's like it has a good whodunit feel to it. It has a good horror feel to it, and then I don't think it goes so in depth on the sci-fi part. Like obviously, it is there, but like to where it's annoying.
In what way?
Into like I don't know, like any of the stupid sci-fi movies that we've seen.
Oh,
to where it's like
it doesn't take the sci-fi too far.
Yeah, to where it's like
we don't see the thing's home planet and like all this
right,
extra.
And then exactly, I think it does it just right, and for that I enjoyed it for the most part.
Yeah, I mean I think they just there's a lot of work that went into this film and you can tell. And to keep the cast acting suspicious of each other, I think that's cool. And then even since they didn't know who the thing was, there's a scene at the beginning of the film where the dog walks into a room and there's a shadow of a human.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who that is. And that's because they just used a stand-in. So literally you don't know who's first infected. Like there's tons of videos on YouTube trying to explain who was infected first. There's also a bit of a... I don't want to spoil it, but towards the end of the film, there's a big debate over whether or not a certain character is infected or not. I vote yes, but there's literally entire video essays dedicated to this topic, which is,
gosh.
I think that's how you know you've done the movie the right way.
Yeah.
Like, if people are still talking about it and questioning things, that's a well-made movie, I would say.
It's kind of like Inception, how people don't know if
if
he's really in the dream or if he's made it out.
People are still talking about that too, and I think that just takes a lot of work to create something that's talked about so many years later.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the dog actor though? To transition, we have another episode coming up, guys, that features dogs without a trigger warning.
Right.
But we just want to commend a fellow dog. I'm not a dog. We want to commend a dog actor. I don't remember his name. Does it say the dog's name anyway?
No.
Let's just call him.
Well, let me see.
The actor. There was one particular dog, and everyone just talks about how good of an actor he is. And I must say, the dog's a good actor. Like, would you say the main dog? He's good.
The first one at the beginning.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, better than those stupid spooky buddies. Oh.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to our new episode.
No. Yeah, guys, tomorrow we're going to talk about spooky buddies. So you get your pants ready because you're going to brown them.
Wow.
Yep, that's how scary spooky buddies is.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep, actually, afterwards.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We really do appreciate you. Please leave a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, and all the other little podcast apps that you guys like to use. And to our 2% fans in Germany, seriously, I don't know what you're doing, how you found this, but righteous, man. Anyways, we'll catch you guys tomorrow. That's a clean slate.